Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Hank Haney Podcast. It's Minnesota Tim Perochko with you today. On this Sunday, bringing you a best of presentation of the best clips from the previous week. This week was mostly filled with match talk. It was the big match, Champions for Charity on Sunday. And in this opening clip from Monday's podcast, Hank instantly reacts to what he saw on Sunday in what he calls the big boy match. You can go to Monday's podcast and hear this entire episode.
The two GOATs, you've got Tiger Woods and Tom Brady, and then you've got arguably one of the top five best quarterbacks, and I would say arguably one of the top 10 best golfers ever, and Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning as your other two players in the foursome. I think you've got something special. And I knew this was going to be good. I mean, I don't know if everybody liked it as much as I did, but I'll tell you what, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It was refreshing. I love seeing golf on TV. When they had the Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Matthew Wolff, and Ricky Fowler match, I mean, I'm watching it, and it's fun to see golf on TV again, but I'm like, really? I mean, this is, like, so boring. They're not playing for anything. You know, this charity versus that charity, both good charities. I mean, I just knew this was going to be good. Now, they had some lucky moments, and we'll talk about that. But I think it came out great. Now, I got to give you a full disclosure on this thing. My friend, BZ, Brian Zurf, he's the one who produced this match. He put it all together. He put it together and with Phil Mickelson. He's good friends with Phil, plays a lot of golf with Phil. BZ's a producer, a television producer. He actually produced the show Ray Donovan. I'm sure a lot of people know about that. A great movie last year, Escape from Dannemora, is another special. It was a four-part special that he produced. A true story, by the way. It was very, very good documentary or movie or whatever you want to call it. But BZ produced this, so I'm cheering for my friend. But I knew a lot of the stuff that they had that was going to be going on. Kind of swore me to secrecy. But when he first told me about this match, and he said, we're gonna put this match together. It's going to be all for charity. He thought they're going to raise, $10 million, which was, I think they raised $5 million, which is a great, great thing. They raised $5 million with the match with Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson and Matthew Wolff. TaylorMade driving relief. But he said, we're going to do this thing. We're going to do it right. I mean, we're spending a ton of money on production. We're not just running out there with a couple cameras. And I thought the production value was great. And we're going to raise a lot of money for charity. Well, they end up raising $20 million. Or probably more than that. Because I don't know if they're counting all that all-in challenge money, the money they're going to raise from auctioning off the golf carts. All the players were in golf carts, and Tiger had his TW cart, and Phil had his Phil Mickelson cart, and Tom Brady the TB12 cart, and then Peyton Manning had his dressed up with all his different teams he's played for: college team, Tennessee, and the Broncos and the Colts. And I mean, it was I thought it was cool. I mean, I just thought it was fantastic. The charities that have been, and all the charities are great. Yeah, but one of them was a direct relief supporting frontline workers. Another one was the American Red Cross, and Peyton Manning wore the shirt to support the American Red Cross, you know, their emergency assistance and disaster relief. And another one of the charities was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, which supports small businesses. And then the All-In Challenge, which is working to eliminate food insecurity. And that was, you know, obviously a great thing. I mean, a lot of stuff went on during the match to help that out. And number one was Russell Wilson. I mean, my goodness. You know, he calls in and says, anybody inside of 12 feet, I'm going to give 100,000 meals on this par three, last one on the back nine. And you know, sure enough, Brady hits his, you know, best iron by far of the day, and he's got it in there, you know, 3 or 4 feet. And then Phil hits it inside of 12 feet, and then Peyton Manning knocks it in there closer than all of them. I mean, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 meals for charity, and Russell Wilson's just, that's another 100,000. That's another 100,000. I mean, that was great. I mean, it was just a great moment. I mean, I thought this whole thing came off great. I loved it. I know TNT loved it. They were fired up about it and, you know, feel good about how the whole thing came off. Now, I don't know if that means there's going to be a match three. I get the impression that, you know, this might be it for Tiger. I mean, this was a special deal, raising money for all these different great charities to, you know, support those charities and the whole, you know, COVID pandemic. I don't know if this is something that'll happen again, but I'm sure there'll be other ideas that people come up with. And I know there's other ideas that my friend BZ is working on. And, you know, I think some will be golf related. Some will be other maybe sports related. But this was I thought this was just a great event. And, it was nice to see that the PGA Tour got behind it a little bit, because at first I was wondering, you know, what was going on, because you couldn't find anything on the PGA Tour's website, you know, until 3 or 4 days before I talked to someone, and they told me, okay, well, the tour's going to start putting stuff up there. I mean, they must have something. I mean, they were like really slow approving this thing for Phil and Tiger to play in it. I've talked about this before, that when the players, when the PGA Tour players play, they have to get a release from the tour and get the tour's permission to do this, things like this. Now, you know, that to me should just be an absolute rubber stamp deal. You're raising money for charity. You're going to raise $20 million for charity. We're the PGA Tour. We're a nonprofit organization. We're not going to be raising money for charity because we're not going to have any fans at tournaments. And by the way, that's the way it's going to be when the tour steps up and starts playing in 2 weeks at, you know, Colonial, the Charles Schwab, whatever it's called, championship or challenge or whatever, the Charles Schwab tournament in Fort Worth, Texas. There's not going to be any fans, so there won't be any corporate pavilions. So there, you know, really, I don't think there's going to be any money for charity. I don't know where the money's going to come from charity, because as far as I know, and what I've seen and what I've read, is that the tour is going to pay full purses out. So if they're going to pay full purses to the players, I mean, where's the money going to come from charity? So they should have been bending over backwards to support this great, you know, event, this match, the match two. The champions for charity, they should have been bending over backwards to support their two best players, or their two, certainly, you know, obviously Tiger's the best player, but Phil is right there. I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time. Yeah, he's not on Tiger's level. We all know that, but, you know, he's pretty darn good for running second behind Tiger. I can tell you that. And in the tour, you know, it should have been all over. Well, finally they were. And now, you know, all of a sudden you go on there, and you know, I was looking last night, and then, you know, today, and you look and you see all this stuff from the match. And of course now they're, you know, probably basking in the glory of the fact that they've raised $20 million for charity, which, you know, that reflects well on the PGA Tour because it is their players. You know, the thing that I can't ever figure out is why they call these players independent contractors. And then, you know, they don't give them a release immediately when they want to raise $20 million for charity. It's kind of just beyond me. I mean, even if they wanted to, you know, raise money for themselves or play in something for themselves, they should get a release for it. My goodness, for all that Tiger Woods has done for the PGA Tour. But, you know, okay, that's another subject for, you know, another time. Although I go back to that subject a lot because it's something that, you know, I just really, really don't understand. But this match, I think, came off great. It was, you know, well done. You know, compared to the TaylorMade drive and relief, it was just night and day. I mean, you can't compare. Well, the icon status of these players. I mean, you know, I mean, we went through this last week. I mean, Matthew Wolff's won one tournament, a great, you know, future player maybe. Ricky Fowler's won five tournaments. You know, Rory was and Dustin, you know, number one and former number one and great players and this and that, but not even in the same ballpark as any of these four, not even the same stratosphere as any of these four players that played yesterday in this match. And I think it just it came out great. Well, we know that, you know, that the tour has a big contract with CBS and NBC, and TNT's not part of that. And I'm sure there was, you know, they were a little bitter that TNT just, you know, snatched in and got this deal and got the, you know, two great legends in football and the great, you know, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. And next thing you know, they've got something that, I don't know what the ratings are. We'll see them, you know, I'm sure we'll know today what the ratings are. But I got to imagine it's huge, despite the fact that when you analyze it and you look at it, this was on TNT. This Champions for Charity was on TNT, which is a far cry from being on CBS. And if you sit there and analyze it, the difference between CBS and TNT, it's huge in terms of the amount of households that they're in. I think they're in about half the households. TNT's in half the households that NBC sees in. And it might even be less than that. So when you compare the ratings, and the ratings were decent for the TaylorMade Drive and Relief. I mean, they were like a Sunday on the PGA Tour. Of course, it was the first thing that had been on for a long time. I think they compared it to a Sunday in 2019 on the PGA Tour. But that is, you know, nothing compared to what they got yesterday for this Champions for Charity. It was it was what I call the big boy match.
On Tuesday's podcast, Hank looked at the reaction on social media to the match Champions for Charity. Hank knew he liked it. Hank loved it. But he wanted to check out how social media reacted to the match. You can go to Tuesday's podcast and hear this entire episode.
And I also want to get into some of the analysis on Twitter. Now, you know, I'm going through Twitter and reading what everybody's saying because, you know, you think, okay, I think this is really good. And then, you know, other times people look at it and say, hey, you know, it wasn't very good or whatever. But, you know, so I'm checking out Twitter. And I go on, and one of the, you know, people that I always follow is my man Ron Mintz. You've heard him on the podcast before. You can follow him on Twitter at Mintz Goff. And Ron said this. He said, last week was nice to see Goff again, but today was awesome. He was referring to the Sunday match. So that was one person's, you know, comment or opinion. All right, then we had Minnesota Tim. You know, my great producer, he posed a question on Twitter, and this was, you know, Sunday. He said, what did you think of the match part two, Champions for Charity? And I want to read you some of the responses, because for the overwhelming part, people thought it was good. My man, at Rod Hill 123, he said, I think we know what's under the armor now. I don't know what that means exactly. I'm going to have to ask him what that means. That's got me thinking there. another buddy of mine, Greg Urich. He said, I enjoyed it. He said, since it was on cable TV, it would have been nice to hear a non-censored version. We got a little non-censored version when Tom Brady hold that shot out, you know, from 160 yards and told, he said, Chuck, why don't you suck on that? That was a little uncensored version right there. But that was, you know, it's a good point that Greg brings up, because, I mean, there's some choice language. And when we were going through the prop bets before the Champions for Charity match, everybody's like, what's the over and under on swear words? And I'm like, the over and under on swear words is zero. They're not going to say anything, because why would they? I mean, what benefit is it? They're doing this for charity. They're doing a good thing. They're all coming out as winners. Why would you want to say or do anything that could, you know, shed you in a negative light? Nobody would do that. So they absolutely didn't. Here's another one from Patrick Kennedy. I loved it. And Tiger remains the worst dressed rich person ever. There was a few people that commented on the length of his shorts. Although he does like those shorts. He'd been wearing those shorts forever. It's like the shirts have gotten smaller and the shorts have stayed the same, size and length. They're definitely a little long. They're kind of a little out of style at this point. But I'll tell you what, his golf was not out of style. I mean, I thought he played fantastic. I'm going to get into that a little bit. I'm going to get into some more golf analysis, but let me read you some other stuff. Bill Young says, JT was on fire. I thought he was too. Justin Thomas was great. I mean, I thought he did, first time he'd ever done television, and his marching orders, you know, my buddy BZ, Brian Zurf, he produced this event. He put it together. He's Phil Mickelson's friend. And he had this big idea to raise money for charity for COVID relief. And he pitched this to Phil, and, you know, Phil pitched it to Tiger, and Phil pitched it to Tom Brady because he's friends with Tom Brady. And of course, you know, Phil knows that Tiger and Peyton Manning are friends. And anyway, they put this whole thing together. And BZ had told me, he said, he told me who his announcers were going to be. And he said, you know, Charles Barkley's going to be one of them. And I'm like, well, Charles is great. I mean, he's always great. And then he said, Justin Thomas is going to be his on course with Amanda Baleones. I said, well, Amanda Baleones is a superstar. I mean, she just is. But Justin Thomas never done. He says, and I told Justin Thomas, this is BZ speaking. He says, I told him, just, you got to just let it rip. He said, don't, be funny, be entertaining, be yourself. I mean, don't get all hung up on, you know, he's got this far, 160 yards, and he's hitting an 8-iron. You know, it's like, people don't care. I've said this forever. Like, people don't like when I worked for ESPN way back in the day, and you know, it was a bad time to be working for ESPN because they were losing their golf coverage. And the next year, ESPN wasn't going to have any PGA Tour events. So everybody that was announcing on ESPN, in their mind, they were auditioning. Yeah, I had other jobs. I mean, I was teaching golf. I mean, this was just and most notably teaching Tiger Woods. But I did this ESPN thing, and I'm doing it with all these announcers that know that next year they're going to be losing their job, and it's just like an audition. Like, everybody's auditioning, and they're just talking all the time, talk because they want to impress somebody with something they have to say. Anyway, I was a new kid on the block. He never let me say anything. And by the time I got a chance to say something, I had 10 seconds. And, okay, Hank, what has he got? And I'm like, oh, he's got 165 yards. He's hitting an 8-iron. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Who cares? What difference does it make? I mean, it's just when they spend all their time talking about that on TV, it just drives me crazy. I mean, it just means nothing. I thought Justin Thomas did a good job. He put some good stuff in there. Here's another Twitter comment. Very entertaining. Loved it. That's from D. Farrell. J.P. Feldner. So much better than part one. I agree. See, better than part one because they had four people. When you got four people, You know, if one guy's not talking, and, you know, Tiger didn't say a lot. Tom Brady didn't say a lot, but Brady got going after he helped hold out that shot. Then he loosened up a little bit, because I think at first he was like thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be the most embarrassing thing ever. Once he hold out the shot and he knows he's hit the shot of the day, no matter what else happens, he's a winner. I mean, no matter what else happens, I'm part of a day that raised $20 million for charity, and I hit the shot that everybody's going to remember. And, he loosened up. But it's easier when you have four people talking instead of two. When you have two people, and it was Tiger and Phil before, and they're with their caddies, and they're out there, a long walk to the ball. You know, this time they were in fast carts, so they got a long walk to the ball, a lot of dead time. And there's not a lot of talking, especially when it gets close. But Peyton Manning's a talker. And I think, you know, that was a big plus. Here's from Sean Taylor. My man Sean Taylor thought it was great. Nice back and forth between the guys. Peyton coming within a foot of $25 million wasn't bad either. At the match, too, I thought it was really good. Steve Brady says, a very good show. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Too many technical issues. Oh, and there wasn't that many technical. A couple times the mic didn't work, but it was always Tiger with the mic not working. I wonder if the mic wasn't working or if he just wasn't responding. He's not that much into that whole thing. I just kind of got the feeling that, you know, maybe it was the latter. Who knows? Maybe not. But Phil's mic was working good. You know, it was only when they were in their cart that it wasn't working. And it was only Tiger. I mean, Brady's was working. Peyton Manning's was always working in his cart. Phil's was always working in his cart. I don't know. It just was, you know, but there was a couple things. But, I mean, I think you got to cut the guys a little slack. I mean, I'm as critical as anybody. But, I mean, geez, I mean, it's pouring rain. So, I mean, you know, it had to be tough. I mean, tough to produce that thing, tough to count on your equipment to work. I mean, I don't know. That was pretty tough. I mean, and the earpieces they're wearing, and it's raining, and, you know, that's probably a little uncomfortable play, but the guys kept it in. Brady had his hanging out half the time. Remember when he hit that shot and he holed out, his whole battery pack flew off his back and it was hanging by the cord. It was a little awkward moment, but the shot went in, spun right in there. Here's another one from Craig Madison. I thought it was great fun, even with the crappy weather. And, you know, I think the crappy weather came out pretty good. I was talking to my man BZ, who put this whole thing together, and he said, you know what? The bad weather made it even better, because, you know, you didn't see guys out there, on a sunny day, wearing their sunglasses where you can't see their eyes. It was overcast. It was raining. You could see everybody's, you know, faces and eyes, which is a big plus. And, you know, the fact of the matter that you got, you know, four, you know, very, 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 very wealthy guys and hugely successful. I mean, you got two GOATs, Tiger and Tom Brady, and you got, you know, two, you know, big Hall of Famers, Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson. And Phil's, you know, arguably a top 10 golfer of all time. Peyton Manning, arguably a top 5 quarterback of all time. And they're all out there playing in that crappy weather for nothing but pride. And they were into it, but nothing but pride and, raising money for charity. And it almost worked out better that it was in the rain. I think it was really good. Nick said, great match. Poe Grant said, freaking incredible. I mean, Patrick Saint loved it. I mean, everybody, you know, here's one from Be Handsome Face. How about that? How about that for a name on Twitter? Loved it. Great to see incredible athletes struggle like the rest of us. Also, great announcers and, pace of play. You know, it was good. Great. True Blue says, great TV. So enjoyable, you know. Michael Blaznick, he says, good stuff. Michael Fallon, excellent. You know, riveting. Lunchbox Joe says, you know, John Colley loved it. I mean, everybody, you know, it was so good. I mean, Alex Tizen said, I found it very entertaining, much more than the first match, a lot more banter and listening to Phil coach Brady and talk through his shots was fascinating. And I thought it was too.
Let's take a quick pause and hear from our sponsors. This clip comes from Wednesday's podcast. Hank and the Great Predictor went at it. The Great Predictor did not like the match, and Hank explained to him why he was wrong. It was intense, it was hilarious, it was heated. You can go to Wednesday's podcast and hear this entire episode.
And it's like 100% chance of rain. Yeah, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 100% chance of rain, thunderstorms. I look, well, maybe they could play tomorrow. 100% chance of rain, 100% chance of rain, 100% chance of rain. I mean, it's amazing they got that thing in. I mean, when the telecast came on, did you see the water on the greens? I mean, that place drains great. Jeez. Of course, I mean, it's all sand down there, but still, I mean, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, you talk about your buddy BZ, Hank.
Yeah.
How did he think the event was a success? Well, how do you think it went?
Phenomenally. Absolutely phenomenal. I hear you didn't think it was good. That's what you're saying? It just shows how out in left field you can be sometimes.
Well, no, here's the deal.
Out there in Timmy's Field of Dreams, no. Out there in his backyard, and the you and Shoeless Joe Jackson are out there in left field, and sometimes you're just out there. I don't know where you are sometimes.
Okay, I can take the shot.
I mean, but what's the shot? It was phenomenal. The ratings were, are great. They're on half the TVs that CBS was, and they still, killed them on the ratings. They raised $20 million for charity. TNT, which, is the ones who, put the thing on, they're besides themselves about how great it was. I think the production was phenomenal. They had, a couple hiccups. When you're doing live TV in the absolute pouring rain, I mean, how can you not expect that there to be some, hiccups? I mean, there's going to be. The thing was great. I mean, what, you got two icons, and you got Tiger Woods, GOAT. You got Tom Brady, GOAT, and then you got Peyton Manning, one of the top five probably quarterbacks of all time. And Phil Mickelson, I don't know what he is, a top 10 golfer of all time. I mean, how do you get any better than that? It goes down to the last hole of the match. And it was fun. I mean, they were into it. They were playing in the rain.
Okay, wait a second.
I mean, it was great.
Hank, wait a second. When it's an event, when you're excited about it, you text all over the place, back and forth. Hey, what about this? What about... You were dead silent. I thought you were asleep. No, I was afraid to make a text.
I was watching. I was checking out. I thought it was great. I mean, I didn't think I was watching the Masters. What did you think you were going to watch? The Masters?
I thought I was going to watch.
The Masters was coming on or something? What did you think was coming on?
No, I thought some entertainment was coming on. And it's very obvious, Hank. It's very
obvious.
You didn't
think it was entertaining?
That it's all about the money for most people.
You didn't think it was entertaining?
$20 million. That was great for $20 million. Oh,
you didn't think it was entertaining?
No, I didn't.
Followed on social media how you're in the minority a little bit on this opinion, Tim, do you have the same opinion?
Let me
talk to Tim. I want to hear what he has to say, too. What, do you have the same opinion?
No, I don't have the same opinion as Steve, but I don't have the same opinion as you either, Hank. I'm somewhere in the middle. I thought it was great.
What were you guys expecting? I mean, you guys are idiots. What were you expecting?
I was expecting some entertainment, Hank.
What you didn't get any entertainment out of that? You didn't think Phil Mickelson? You didn't Phil Mickelson driving the green, talking in the cart up to the green? You didn't think that was pretty cool?
I thought there were two bright spots in the whole thing.
Okay.
That was one.
Cool when Charles Barkley perfectly timed, got on Brady, and then Brady held up the shot. You didn't think that was cool?
That was luck.
I don't care if it was luck or not. Was it good TV?
No, I thought that shot was great. I thought it was great that they got the shot.
What are you just playing the other side of the coin here? Is that your whole thing here?
I'm not. So let me give you an accurate.
But back to that question. You didn't think that was good TV?
I thought that was nice. That was a great moment.
Give me a break. This isn't even a discussion. If this is the way this is going to be, seriously. I mean, that's not. Come on, be fair.
I am being fair, Hank. The bright spot in the whole 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever it was, the bright spot was Justin Thomas.
And the only bright spot was six to eight hours was Justin Thomas.
Yeah, I'm a
God. I mean, you are. What were you watching? Were you asleep?
You know what? It was so boring. I was sleeping half the time, Hank.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. You are so in the minority. I mean, you are so in left field here.
You thought it was great that you got to watch like almost like a NASCAR. You got to watch these guys in the cockpit of a golf cart.
I got to watch.
That is great TV.
I got to watch.
That is awesome
TV. Champions from other sports. I got to watch champions from other sports try to play, you know, our sport, and it was a different situation. Put them in a very human situation. I thought Peyton Manning was tremendous. I mean, he's a funny guy. He loves to tell stories. I mean, he has the needle out. I thought Phil Mickelson was tremendous. Great on camera. A lot of great moments. A lot of great things that he said. You know, I feel the momentum changing. It's a good thing we didn't win the front nine. This match wouldn't even be going very long. I mean, his drive on the green, his interaction in the cart going up the green. I thought Charles Barkley was fantastic. He always is. Had a lot of funny stuff. So I could beat Brady right now. And then he's on Brady, and then Brady holds the shot. I mean, that was, and he's like, suck on that, Charles.
Come on. You're jock sniffing, Hank.
You're nuts. Seriously. I can tell you the deal you're doing today. I'm being serious.
I'm being serious. And I can hardly wait for the match 3.0 where these guys do it again. You think they're going to do it again?
No, I don't think they're going to do it again, because I don't think they can ever talk Tiger into doing it again. It's not going to happen. This was a unique situation. The amount of money you'd have to throw on the table for Tiger to do it again would be, cost prohibitive for something like this. The only way you could ever get that kind of money would be to run it on pay-per-view. And I don't think there's any kind of pay-per-view thing you can do that would, get the audience excited, that they would pay enough money on pay-per-view and enough people would subscribe to it, that you could get enough money to pay Tiger, because you can't just have Tiger, and you can't just have Tiger and one other guy, because there is no one other guy. Okay, so you can't have Tiger and one other guy. There's no one other guy. So now you got to have Tiger and three other guys. And who are those other guys? And then how are you going to pay them? You got to get a goat. You got to get a goat and somebody that, has personality and will, you need the goat to be Peyton Manning, with on TV, or the goat to be Charles Barkley on TV. And there aren't any goats that are Charles Barkley and Peyton Manning. And although they're top five and top whatever 25 of all time in their respective sports, that's not enough to bring an audience on a pay-per-view deal. Tiger, even though he's a goat, it's just not him. I mean, he's not Phil Mickelson on TV.
Right.
And, so the answer to your question is absolutely no. There will never be another one of these, not in this format, not with Tiger anyway. There may be more golf. There may be more golf things, but there won't be another Tiger thing.
I hear you say pay. Did these guys get paid for this?
No, they didn't get paid, but they will next time. This is a unique situation, Steve, in case you've been asleep on this too, that there's a pandemic.
Well, yeah.
At this point right now, you'd be an idiot to get on TV and get paid. You'd be an idiot. And nobody's that stupid. So it was a perfect opportunity. Hey, let's all chip in. This will be a great thing to do for the country, and it's easy to get people to agree to it. But, you're not going to get somebody to, there's not going to be a pandemic every year. There's not going to be a disaster that warrants this kind of a everybody pitch in effort every single year. I mean, there's been, how many have there been? There could be another one, but it's not likely. And, at that point, there's other people that could step up and do something too. It doesn't have to be just always, the same guys that do it. So yeah, the next one in all likelihood would be money. I mean, unless there's another great cause and they can, you know, hey, would you pitch in again on this cause? We went, you know, how many times you go to the same well? But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, Mickelson is a great entertainer. He gets it. He totally gets it. He gets it on social media. He gets it on TV, even though you slept through it. You know, and even though you didn't get what he was saying, even though you didn't get it, you thought it was stupid because you just want to play the other side. But for golf wise, it was good. I mean, would you rather watch some boring PGA Tour event? You know, pick one, you know, because half of them nobody shows up at. They're so bad. I mean, they're just beyond pathetic. You'd rather watch that than watch what you watched yesterday.
I never said that.
You didn't like the interaction. You didn't like people talking. You didn't like the conversation between the guys. You don't think the golfing public who doesn't, know anything, you know something. You don't think the golfing public who doesn't know anything didn't enjoy listening to Phil Mickelson telling Tom Brady what to do and how to play a shot and how he played the shot and, you know, the strategy and, you know, that. You don't think people enjoyed that?
Let's take a quick pause and hear from our sponsors. This clip comes from Thursday's podcast. Hank analyzed the way the match was broadcasted, and he compared it to the Little League match. He calls it the TaylorMade driving relief. And Hank also talks about how the match champions for charity could create and inspire change in entertainment. You can go to Thursday's podcast and hear this entire episode.
The match with Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, drew 5.8 million viewers. That was their average viewership. Their peak viewership was 6.3 million. Now, that compares to the week before when they had the TaylorMade driving relief with Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Matthew Wolf, and, who was the other one? Oh, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler. Oh, Rory McIlroy, number one player. Oh, my gosh, I forgot. Anyway, how do you forget the number one player in the world? Well, I mean, that shows you what some of the problem is. I generally would not forget Rory McIlroy, but the event was it was so boring that it slipped my mind. So anyway, I knew what was going to happen when Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson got the two NFL Hall of Famers as their partners, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Of course, you know, you got two GOATs, Tiger Woods and Tom Brady, and then you got Phil Mickelson, one of the top 10 players of all time, and you got Peyton Manning, one of the top, arguably, five quarterbacks of all time. And I knew the numbers were going to be fantastic. That's why I didn't understand why they threw that other match in there beforehand. Now, I know people are starving for sports. And, of course, with the TaylorMade driving relief match, this big star was going to be Seminole. But the slopes of the greens and all that, and it's a brilliant golf course, absolutely phenomenal, even though I never played it. I know it is. And I love Donald Ross courses. I grew up on one, Exmoor Country Club in Highland Park, Illinois. I love Donald Ross courses. But the undulations on the greens really didn't show up. So Seminole really didn't get to shine like it does. I mean, people universally recognize Seminole as one of the great golf courses. The Medalist Club, where they played the match, Champions for Charities, is a beautiful golf course, beautiful condition. But, you know, I mean, how many holes do you really remember? I mean, it's just another beautiful course and beautiful condition in Florida. And I mean, there's a lot of them, but the star was clearly the players. And when you compare the ratings, this match, the Champions for Charity, was the highest rated event on all of TV on Sunday, which is, you know, pretty incredible. It's the highest rated event, whatever, in for a golf tournament on cable TV. Most watched golf event in history on cable TV. Now that, you know, that includes the fact that, I mean, think about it. The Masters is on ESPN, so that's cable TV. For years, TNT had the PGA Championship. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. But I knew this was going to be the case, and what I thought was going to happen is that once these guys got together and put this on TV, and you know, they're going to draw in all these fans from outside of golf, and there's clearly many. But the thing is that Tiger does is he draws in fans from outside of golf, so you've already got that variable working, and then you've got the two football greats, and people are, you know, just interested to see how they're going to do, and it's always fun to watch great performers when they're outside their element. And, you know, that was evident by the fact that some of the people that called in during the telecast and that were on Twitter, they enjoyed seeing Tom Brady struggle because they never see him struggle. Like Sean Payton tweeted out, he said, I like the Florida version of Tom Brady more than the New England version of Tom Brady. I mean, he's just more referring to the fact that, you know, he never struggled with the Patriots, but he was struggling in Florida with the golf. Doesn't mean he's going to struggle with the football, but he was struggling with the golf. And, but what I thought was going to happen, and this is what I think is going to happen too. When golf comes back in a couple weeks, it's going to come back at the Charles Schwab at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, and you know, I know everybody's fired up to have golf back, and you know, who knows what the field's going to be like. I think it's going to be pretty good. Sounds like Koepka's going to play. I don't know if Rory will be there. I don't know if Tiger will be there. You know, of course, he's pretty coy whenever it comes to saying whether he's going to play. Mickelson will be there. They'll have a good field. They'll have a better field than they were going to have, for sure. I mean, because players are itching to play, and some players need to play. Like Koepka needs to play. He needs to get some good golf in. He hadn't had much good golf this year, you know, because of his knee injury. So he hasn't played a lot. So they're gonna get a good field. But let's see what the ratings are like, because for the most part, when you watch golf on television, I know I'm like an ardent golf watcher, and I know there's a lot of you know that are, and then probably, you know, people that listen to the Hank Haney podcast, I mean, they're probably right there with me in the minority. All of you guys are, because you know you just love golf, and you'll watch, you know, whatever golf is on. But when you're drawing in, you know, 6.3 million viewers, you got to draw from people that aren't just the, you know, diehard of diehard, and that number is not that big. The diehard of diehard, you know, that's the people that the equipment companies sell to, the diehard of diehard, because the diehards, and there's about 750,000 of them, I think. You know, they always talk about there's 25 or 26 million golfers in the United States. Well, there's about 750,000 of them that buy the majority of the equipment. They'll buy the newest, latest, greatest. That's what they do. And I don't know what the number is of the diehard watchers of golf, but I'd imagine, you know, it's somewhere in that range too. Maybe it's higher. Who knows? But it's not 26 million. Let's just put it that way. It's not. And when you put just a regular tournament on, and I think you're gonna see. Well, we already know this. I mean, we know that if Tiger's not playing, you know, it's that the audience is going way down. No matter who else is playing, if he's not playing, the audience goes way down. But this is going to show. This match, the Champions for Charity, is going to show how small the golf audience is. I mean, I don't think they're going to like set records. I mean, people say, well, we're starving for sports. And I'm sure, you know, we are starving for sports. But, I mean, we're missing baseball season. We're missing the NBA playoffs. We're missing the NHL playoffs. We're missing three big things right there. You know, this is the start of baseball and then the playoffs for basketball and for hockey. I mean, that's a big thing. You know, how starved are we for sports that, you know, people are just going to want to go watch, you know, people play golf, you know, for, you know, a trophy or whatever. I mean, it's proven, and I think it's proven by these matches, that no matter how much money they're playing for in tournaments, you know, the winner gets $1.5 million or $1.3 million or whatever, pick a number. It doesn't matter. You know, pick the FedEx Cup and the, you know, Tour Championship. And what do they get? $10 million or something? It doesn't matter. And they could play for whatever, and it doesn't draw an audience because of it. It means something to the players because they want the most money they can get, but it doesn't do anything with drawing an audience. It just doesn't. And in order to draw an audience, I mean, you're playing for something, you know, more meaningful, or you got the right people playing, and they had the right people playing on the Champions for Charity. All they were playing for was their pride. But that's a big thing when people are playing for major championship trophies. That's a big thing. It draws a bigger audience. When people are playing for the green jacket, that's going to draw the biggest audience because that's the most, I mean, let's face it, that's the most prized possession in golf. When people are playing for the Ryder Cup, you know, that's going to draw a lot of people to watch because it's a competition, you know, United States versus Europe. And it, you know, that's a big deal. So this thing was fantastic. I argued with my partner, you know, the great predictor Steve Johnson, the other day about it. And I said, "You're crazy. I mean, this thing was fantastic." I go on Twitter, I look at all the comments people make. I go online, I look at the comments people make. I mean, people loved it. I know some people are haters and they're not going to like anything, but if you look at it and you look at what everybody said, overwhelmingly, they liked it. It was refreshing. It was different.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Sunday Best of Edition hosted by me, Minnesota Tim Porochka. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy. Check out HaneyUniversity.com and check out Hank's pull carts that you can't get anywhere else. Or push cart that you can't get anywhere else. It's the same thing. Push cart, pull cart. Everyone understands. You can follow Hank on Twitter at Hank Haney. We appreciate you making the Hank Haney podcast a part of your day, and we will talk to you again soon.
The Hank Haney podcast is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.